الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة المتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، حياكم الله الإخوة والأخوات في الله. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides my tongue tonight for verily talking about something of the nature of this topic. Al-Ikhlas is not an easy affair. For verily it was something that was extremely hard for those better than us, As-Salaf As-Salih. So inshallah, this evening we'll take the first portion of tonight's muhadara regarding Ikhlas, the hath and the encouragement of Ikhlas, and then inshallah we'll move on to having Ikhlas in seeking knowledge. And what better hadith to start off with? The hadith which is azim, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ إِمْرٍ مَا نَوَاهُ. That hadith where it is mentioned the Salaf, وَتَابِعُهُمْ مِنَ الْخَلَفِ رَحِمُ اللَّهِ, that they used to start their muhadarat and start even the books that they authored with this tremendous hadith. تَنْبِيهًا, to make themselves be aware that what they are about to put forth should be sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, regarding this hadith, he said, Usul al-Islam ala thalathati ahadith, that the foundation of Islam revolves around three hadith. And he said that this was one of them. A'malu bin niyat, al-halal bayin wal-haram bayin, wa man ahdatha fi amrina ma laysa min fahuwa rad. These three ahadith, he said, is the asal of our deen, due to the magnificent weight and caliber and meaning that these ahadith have. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, he said regarding Imam Ahmad, that he said, Laysa fi akhbarin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shayun ajma' wa agna wa akthar fa'idatan min hadha al-hadith. That Imam Ahmad, that great muhaddith, Imam al-Sunnah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the messenger informed us about this hadith, and this hadith is the most comprehensive in meaning, and likewise what it contains by way of benefit. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, we'll start off with this beautiful statement to listen to what he says. إِنَّ أُنَاسًا كَانُوا يُؤْخَذُوا بِالْوَحِي فِي أَحْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. At the time of the Messenger of Allah, that people would be taken to account according to the revelation. Because if someone was incorrect or not sincere, then revelation would come down. So revelation will be judging over them. وَإِنَ الْوَحِي قَدْ إِنْقَطَعَ. After the death of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the revelation stopped. So the Umar, he says, وَإِنَّمَا نَأْخُذُ الْآنْ بِمَا ظَهَرَ لَنَا مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Now we will judge with what is apparent from your actions. And if your actions are apparent, then we will trust and we will bring you closer to us. وَلَيْسَ إِلَيْنَا مِنْ سَرِيرَتِهِ شَيْءٍ. And as for what within his heart and his intentions, then we have nothing to do with that. Allahu yuhasibuhu fi sariratihi. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will take him to account regarding his intention. Once again, look, the importance that this intention, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one that will take you in account for that. وَإِنَّ مُعَامَلَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَعَ رَبِّهِ. As for the dealings of the slave with his Lord, مَبْنَاهَا الْمَقَاسِدِ. It is built upon intention. That alaka that the slave has with his Lord is built upon intention. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that every action and every word that you utter, what is behind it, the intent. Whereas mankind, they will just hold you to account ala dhahir. And we'll give you some examples of how you can have two individuals doing the same action. Two individuals that may do actions that seem ala dhahir, that they are good. But listen to what takes place. في إعلام الموقعين it is mentioned فَكَمْ بَيْنَ الْمُرِيدٍ بِالْفَتْوَى وَجَّ اللَّهِ وَرِضَاءُهُ وَقُرْ مِنْهُ وَمَا عِنْدُهُ. That the one who intends to give fatwa, to speak about the religion of Allah, and him speaking and passing verdict is purely for the face of Allah and the pleasure of Allah, and to draw closer to Allah and seek what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa muridin, and the other, yurid bihi wajal makhluq wa raja manfa'atihi wa ma yunalu min imma takhwifan aw tama'an. As for the second, then he does the same. He gives verdict regarding the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but seeking the face of the creation, meaning for the creation and what benefit they have. Either he does it because he fears, so he says that which he is pleasing to the people due to that fear for them, or from his greed of wanting what is with them. فَيُفْتَى رَجُلَانِ بِالْفَتْوَى الْوَاحِدَةِ. Listen to this. So both individuals, both scenarios, they give a verdict about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same one. وَبَيْنُهُمَا الْفَضَلْ وَالثَّوَابِ. And there's a huge difference. One of them has virtues and reward. The difference, as is mentioned, بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ, from the east to the west. And one gives the fatwa لِتَكُونُ كَلِمَةَ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا, to have the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be uppermost, and for him to make the deen manifest. وَرُسُولُهُ الْمُطَاعِ, and he is obedient to his messenger. وَهَذَا يُفْتِ لِيَكُونُ قَوْلُهُ مَسْمُوعُ. The second one, he said, and bearing in mind what he's saying may be correct, this is something which is frightening, that we should all really reflect upon. The second one, remember what we said, they are saying the same thing. One has tremendous virtues and reward. As for the second one, then his intent is what changes, what he intends. And he only wants to be heard. Masmu'. Wal mushar ilay. He is somebody that wants to be referred to. So you have two individuals doing the same thing. The only thing separating them is the qasd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran regarding this. أَفَمَنْ أَسَسَ بُنْيَانُهُ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ أَمَنْ أَسَسَ بُنْيَانُهُ عَلَى شَفَا جُرُفٍ حَارٍ فَانْحَارَ بِهِ فِي النَّارِ جَهَنَّمُ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْدِي قَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, is the one that has laid down his foundation of his building on piety and taqwa and in good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good pleasure of Allah, is he better than the one that has laid down a foundation of his building on an undermined brink of a steep drop, ready to crumble? This is how Allah has described it. Ready to crumble, so it crumbles into pieces with him into the fire of the hell. And we seek refuge in Allah from that. So look, شَتَّان مَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Look at the difference between them. وَاحِدْ يَدْخُلْ الْجَنَّةُ بِعَمَلْهِ وَنِيَّةِ. One of them will enter paradise by way of his intention and his action. وَآخْرُ يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ بِهِمَا. And the other one will enter into the hellfire with the same thing, with the same action, but a corrupted intention. Something to really reflect upon, ikhwan. Examples now of legislated acts corrupted by bad intention and evil intent. Can we make some room for the brothers? Can you move forward, please, so the brother can sit down? Barakallahu feek. طيب أن أبي بكرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفيهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that if two Muslims meet, meaning with their swords, meaning fighting one another, the قاتل, the one that is killed the other, and the مقتول, that the one that has been killed, finnar. Both of them are in the hellfire. So upon hearing this, the companions, and this is why, ikhwan, I always say, I mentioned it yesterday, the best of us after the Messenger of Allah are the three blessed generations. They have been given tazkiyah from Allah, and likewise from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what they were upon was correct. My advice to myself and to my brothers and my sisters, as much as you can, you must read about these three blessed generations. Read as much as you can, because what they had was correct. And that is like a safe haven. You can't go wrong. And you will take from them examples. You will take from them ilm. You will take from them wisdom. And look how they were. So when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, due to them being eager to learn, straight away, what comes to their mind? Ya Rasulullah, هذا القاتل. O Messenger of Allah, this is the one that has killed. So it is known, he's a Muslim, and he's killed his brother. So khalas, mafhum, they understood that part. He is in the hellfire. فما بال المقتول. So what about the one that was killed? How come he's in the hellfire? And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيثًا عَلَى قَتْلِ صَاحِبِهِ. That he was eager also to kill his companion. He was eager. So even though he was killed, the natija is the same. Just from that action of the heart, that intention. Look at how important this is. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. Another example, legislated acts, but it can get corrupted. And Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tazawaja imra'atan ala as-sadaq wa huwa yanwi ala yu'addi ilayha fa huwa zan, wa man ada daynan wa huwa yanwi ala yu'addihi ila sahibihi fa huwa sariq. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whomsoever marries a woman and the sadaq that he gives, that the mahar that he gives, what he's supposed to give, that he is supposed to give it, but he intends not to give it. So he agrees, but he intends not to give it. He was labeled as a zani, for who was zan. And as for the one that takes a dain, he borrows some money, but he does not have the intent to give that back, for who was sariq, then he is referred to as a thief. All of these things, all mabni upon what? فَنِّيَّ سَيِّئَةً. Look at what he said. فَنِّيَّ السَّيِّئَةً. So a corrupted intention. إِنْ قَلَبَ الْمُبَاحَ حَرَامًا. That just because a corrupted intention, something which has been lawful, has become haram. طيب. Something which was permissible has now become wrong. وَكَانَ خَالٍ مِنَ الْجَرْحِ. Something that was free of being disparaged. أَصْبَحَ ذَا جَرٍ. Now has become something that has been disparaged. All because of what, ikhwa? The niyyah. So can you understand? Something which was lawful has become haram. What was lawful in this example?
Zawaj.
Huh? The zawaj. And the dain. But look what it's become. And then not only, just because the intention is corrupted, not only is it becoming unlawful, that it is something that you've been taken into account of as well. Another one. أن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من غزا في سبيل الله ولم ينوي إلا إقالا فله ما نواه رواه النسائي. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever strives in the battle jihad في سبيل الله and his intent is only إقالا, إقالا meaning the riches of the war. If he only intends that, then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he will only receive what he intended. So la fa'ida, you even putting your life in jeopardy and fighting on the battlefield and you're not even getting that reward, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, whenever we try to, alhamdulillah, relay something, the less that we speak of ourselves and our wordings, the better. And the more we speak about the Salaf and use their words, the better and safer and more benefiting. So I bring to you now the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. هذه النية, this intention, تميز بين اليريد الله بعمله ودار الآخرة, that this intention, it distinguishes who intends Allah with his action and who intends the akhirah. وَبَيْنَ مَنْ يُرِيدَ الدُّنْيَا, and from the one who intends the dunya or intends mal wa jah or intends wealth or status. وَمَدْحًا وَالثَّنَا, or that the one that wants praise. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he's saying that this niyyah distinguishes all of this regarding what you want in this life and regarding the hereafter. So this is why the Salaf, the fark between them and us. Al-fark alladhi waqa'a baynana wa bayna salafi salih fi ghalib al-ahwal. That generally, in the majority of the affairs, the difference between us and the Salaf, innama huwa min ajli hadhi niyyah. It is due to the fact of this intention. وَإِذْ إِنَّا نُصَلِّ كَمَا يُصَلُّونَ. We pray the salah just as the Salaf pray. Al-Fajr, نفس الكيفية, two rak'ah. Al-Dhuhr, like them. Al-Salah is just the way they pray. Tamam? وَنُصُومْ كَمَا كَانَ يُصُومُونَ. And we fast with the same legislations. From dawn to sunset. We as them. وَنُحُجْ كَمَا كَانَ يُحُجُّونَ. And we perform the Hajj just as they perform the Hajj. وَافْتَرَقْنَا لِأَجْلِ النِّيَاتِ. But we differed and we are different because of our intention. What did he mean by that? It means that they lived for Allah. They lived to bring izzah and honor to their religion. And not to live for themselves and for them to bring honor to themselves or them to have recognition for themselves. Here is an example of that. They had much more knowledge than us. No one here tonight from the brothers or sisters will dispute that matter, that the Salaf, the Sahaba, Tabi'een, Atba'a Tabi'een, and those great A'imma who followed them have far more superior knowledge than ourselves. But how is it that with the knowledge that they had, they are more humble than we? Why is it that with the knowledge which they had, they spoke a lot less and we speak a lot more? يَأْتُونَ بِالْمَسَائِلِ الْعَظِيمَ وَالْفَوَائِدِ النَّفِيسَ. These great imma salaf, they would come across different matters and masail of ilm, and they would come across tremendous benefits. وَلَا يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُنْسِبُوا إِلَيْهِمْ, and they did not want that fa'ida be attributed to them. With the knowledge which they brought, they did not want that fa'ida was from them, to be known that they are the ones that brought that خَوْفًا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ مِنْ الرِّيَا وَالسُّمْعَىٰ, fearing for themselves a riya, that they may be showing off. They feared for themselves. فَكَانُوا مِنْ ذَلِكَ بُرَاءً لِشِدَّةِ الْإِخْلَاصِهِمْ وَمُرَاقَبَةِهِمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ, saying that they were far from that. They were innocent of wanting to show off. They were very far from that due to the fear which they had of their Lord and them being mindful of their Lord in their actions. وَنَحْنُ وَالْيَوْمِ, and us today, مَعَ كِلَّةِ الْإِخْلَاصِ, with the little sincerity that we really have, وَكِلَّةِ الْيَقِينِ, and we don't even have that certainty as them. وَجَزَعَ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ, that we are only concerned about the creation. وَالطَّمَعْ فِي مَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ, and what they have by way of their position, what they possess. الْمَالُ وَالْجَاهِ, wealth and rank. This is what we seek. وَالنُّحِبُّ أَنْ يُسْمَعْ مَا نُلْكِي, and we love to hear that which we brought forth. You mean our fawaid, and what we are saying, or our lesson, or our dars, or our YouTube video. We really want the people. This is what we want. وَيُخْبِرُ عَنَّ بِهِ, we want the people to know about this. وَيُشَاعْ وَيُذَاعْ, and it is spread and it is broadcasted. Allahu musta'an. This is the farq. Bearing in mind that we have very little knowledge, but yet we speak so much, and how we want our names to be known, how we want our voices to be heard, and how we want our benefits to be put out. Allahu musta'an. Qala al-'allama Ibn Abi Jamrah, وددت أنه لو كان من الفقهاء من ليس له شغل إلا يعلم الناس مقاصدهم في أعمالهم. What a tremendous statement. This great Imam rahimahullah, he said, وددت, mean I wish, that there were فقهاء, علماء, scholars, that they had no other duty or job except to teach the people about their intention, about their intentions regarding their actions. So their job was يَقْعَدُوا فِي إِلَى التَّدْرِيسِ, all they do is sit, and all that they are teaching is about أَعْمَالِ niyat. That every action is judged by his intention. That's all they do. No other fun, just to teach the people regarding the intention. وَإِنَّهُ مَا أُوتِيَ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا مِنْ طَدِيعِ النِّيَاتِ, and what has come to many people except that they intentions, they have lost their intentions, meaning that the intentions are not correct. And why is this, my brothers and my sisters? وَلَمَّا ضَعْفَ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ, that when that iman has become weak in the heart of the people, في هذا الزمان, in the time that we live in today, سَاءَتْ مَقَاصِدَهُمْ, when our iman becomes weak, it's affected our intentions. وَابْتَعَدُوا عَنِ النِّيَاتِ الْخَالِصَةِ لِلَّهِ, and we have become far, and we've gone away from having that intention sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have neglected rectifying our intentions. وَتَفَشَّتَ الْأَمْرَادِ الْمُزْمِنَةِ, and then what has happened, deep-rooted sickness in our hearts has spread. كَالْرِيَا, showing off. الْعُجَبْ, being self-amazed. والكبر, having pride and nifaq, hypocrisy. Look at this, subhanallah al-azim. Look at what he's saying. Billah alaykum. It's as if for those he wrote this about us. He died in year 699 Hijri. And look what he's saying. He said that we have been trialed, our hearts become sick because we like riya. We are self-amazed. We have pride. Hubb al-shuhra. We want to become famous. We want to be known. طيب. Loving fame and wanting to be known. وَإِنْتِشَارَ الذِّكَرِ That we want ourselves, we want our dhikr, our praise to be spread. وَلُوعُ السَّيْتِ وَالْرِيَاسَ And to have that high reputation. This should be written in gold. If we didn't take any other fa'idah except for this, ikhwan, it would suffice us for this evening. Things, ikhwan, that we must write down and constantly go over and remind ourselves. So what has happened? What has happened, my brothers and my sisters? فَقَامْ الْمُنْكَرْ مَقَامَ الْمَعْرُوفِ So that which is disliked and that which is wrong, that is come in the place of that which is correct and right. وَفَمَقَامْ الْجَهْلْ مَقَامَ الْعِلْمِ And ignorance has now come in the place of knowledge. وَالْرِيَاء مَقَامُ الْإِخْلَاصِ And having that showing off and that riya has now taken the place of ikhlas. وَالْبَاطِلُ مَقَامُ الْحَقِّ And falsehood now has taken the place of the truth. وَالْكَذِبْ مَقَامُ الصِّدْقِ And lies has taken the place, falsehood has taken the place of that which is haq and the truth. وَالْمُدَاحَنَا Flattering and sweet talking and wanting to get your qasd is taking the maqam of nasiha, of advice. وَالظُّلْم مَقَامَ الْعَدَلِ Oppression has now come in place of being just. This is why you see so much dhulm today. Whether we are wronging our parents, whether we are wronging our children, whether we are wronging our brother, whether we are wronging our sister, or whether even now is even reached to the level where we are wronging the mashaykh. Dhulm, oppression. Adl is being replaced with dhulm. وَسُوَ الظَّنْ مَقَامْ حُسْنُ الظَّنْ And having evil suspicions of your brother and your sister instead of having good suspicions. فَتَحَابَبْنَا بِالْأَلْسُنْ مَعَ الرُّؤْيَةِ فَتَبَاغُضْنَا بِالْقُلُوبِ مَعَ فَقْدِ الرُّؤْيَةِ That when we see each other, that we so-called love one another with our tongues. When we see each other. Meaning that when we face your brother, you face your sister, then alhamdulillah, you show and you make manifest that there is some kind of muhabba there. But as soon as that you part, then there is hatred in your heart. In the absence of your brother and your sister, you have hatred. All of this, my brothers and my sisters, because our hearts have been corrupted. Our hearts have left that ikhlas. It has left having that fear and sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And as this dunya has been described, this dunya is something which is cursed. Except for those who have the correct intention. رواه طبراني في مسند الشامئين عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها أبتغي به وجه الله عز وجل that this world is cursed. It is cursed and everything which is in it, it is cursed. Except for that which is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in Adda'u wa Dawa, he says, فَهَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي فِيهِ بَرَكَ الْخَاصَةِ This is where you will find the barakah. That barakah of khasa, that you will find a person that has barakah in his speech, barakah in his actions, barakah in his life, is because he does something purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ So that righteous action, it has been defined as هُوَ الْخَالِي مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ وَالْمُقَيِّدْ بِالسُّنَّةِ So if you think that you're doing a righteous action, it is confined to have, it is to be free of riya. And it is confined, meaning in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كما قال الشيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى في الاستقامة فالعمل الصالح لابد أن يراد به وجه الله That a righteous action, it must contain in it the wajh of Allah, wanting the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَتَقَبْلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept an action. إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدُ بِهِ وَجَهُ وَحْدًا. Allah will not accept the action except that it is done for His cause alone. Ibn Qayyim brings a beautiful statement as well. He strikes an example and he says, to explain regarding ikhlas, he says, الْعَمَلُ بِغَيْرِ الْإِخْلَاسِ وَلَا اِقْتِدَى. That an action that is void of sincerity and it does not have al-iqtida, meaning it's not in accordance to the haq, meaning the sunnah, then his example is kal-musafir, is like the traveler that has filled up sacks of sand and he carries them. يُثْقِلَهُ وَلَا يَنْفَعْ. That he merely has huge sacks of sand, heavy sand, that he is carrying on his journey. فَلَا يَنْفَعْ. Doesn't benefit. He can't eat from it, he can't drink from it, so he's just carrying these heavy sacks. This is the example of the one who was void of mutaba'ah and likewise ikhlas. And if this niyyah was not of any importance, then listen to what Ibn al-Qayyim he says. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in Fawaid, لو نفع العلم بلا عمل. That if knowledge was to benefit without action, if it was, so you had knowledge but there was no need for action, if that was the case, if knowledge would benefit a person without acting upon it, لما ضم الله سبحانه وتعالى أحبار أهل الكتاب. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran would not have disparaged the rabbis, the high priest of the people of the scriptures. You couldn't explain that.
They had the knowledge, but they didn't act upon it.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimands them in the Quran. So this is an example to show that if you have knowledge but you don't act upon it, la fa'ida. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has criticized the ones that does this. And then this is our shahid. The next part, وَلَوْ نَفَعَ الْعَمَلِ. That if actions could benefit a person, بِلَا إِخْلَاسِ لَمَّا ذَمَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. That if mere actions could benefit a person without having the correct intentions, then why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disparage and criticize the munafiqeen and say that they are on the lowest depths of the hellfire? Why? Yet the munafiqeen, they made apparent the actions, but even with that, they're in the lowest parts of the hellfire. So all of these, that was like a nice alhamdulillah muqaddimah regarding the importance alhamdulillah of ikhlas and the ikhlas with the salaf. We'll move on to now inshallah what al-imam al-bayhaqi rahimahullah ta'ala he mentions in Shu'b al-Iman, a description of ikhlas. He mentioned the description, alhamdulillah. He says, in there he mentions Abu Uthman, Sa'id ibn Ismail, and Naysaburi, rahimahullah ta'ala, Sidqul Ikhlas. Wallah, pay attention to this, my brothers and my sisters. So, Sidqul Ikhlas is what? Truthfulness in sincerity is what? Nisyanu ru'yatil khalq lidawami nadri ila al-khaliq. That you forget the ru'ya, meaning the creation looking at you, and you have du'am, you are consistent in the nadhar, in being cautious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing you. Wal ikhlas an turidu bi qalbika wa amalika wa fi'lika ridha Allah azza wa jal. Ikhlas is that you want with your heart, your actions, طيب, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَوْفًا مِنْ سَقَتِ اللَّهِ, fearing the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as if for those you see him, بِحَقِيقَ, that you actually envision that you see Allah and you act like that, like you see Allah, and likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. And what will bring about? So remember the things that he said. So this will bring about
حَتَّى يَذْبَ الرِّيَاءَ عَنْ قَلْبِكَ. So this riya, this showing off, this marad of showing off is moved from your heart. It's gone. ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُهُ مَنَّةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَيْكَ إِذَا وَفَّقَكَ لِذَلِكَ الْعَمَلِ حَتَّى يُذْهَبْ عَنْكَ الْعُجَبِ. Then you reflect upon this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. That due to Him, you are blessed to do this action. And when you do this, it will remove away from you al-ajab, self-amazement. And you use rifq fi amalik, that you are mild and gentle in regarding your actions. And this will remove from you al-ajala min qalbik. And al-ajala, he explained to be ittiba al-hawa. So this ajala that will be removed from your heart, it is following the desires. Well, this rifq that he mentioned, the sta'mil al-rifq in your actions, he explained it and defined it to as the sunnah. Now, bi-idhnillah, we move on to al-ikhlas fi talib al-ilm. Examples now regarding having sincerity in seeking knowledge. No, my brothers and my sisters, كَمَ لَا تُسْلِعَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ إِلَّا بِطَهَارَةِ الظَّاهِرِ كَذَلِكَ لَا يُسْلِحَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا بِطَهَارَةِ الْبَاطِنِ. No, that just as the salah will not be correct, you cannot establish the salah except that you have purity, الظَّاهِر, meaning the wudu. طيب, likewise, seeking knowledge, it will not be correct and will not be established up until you have that taharat al-qalb, meaning the correct intention. And if that intention is not there, ikhwah, wal-akhawat, all this sitting down, what you're doing, all what I'm doing now, reading and translating, if ma huwa dakhil is not correct, fala fa'idah. أدل على ذلك أن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تعلم علما مما يبتغى به وجه الله لا يتعلم إلا ليصيب به عرضا من الدنيا لم يجد عرف الجنة. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whomsoever seeks knowledge and this knowledge that is only should be sought only for the face of Allah, and if this knowledge has been sought only for him to gain something from this world, a worldly benefit, he will not even smell عرف الجنة, meaning ريح الجنة, he won't even smell the fragrance of Jannah. Al-Hafidh Abu al-Abbas al-Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَتَعَلُّمُ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ أَعْذَمِ الْعِبَادَاتِ. He said, seeking knowledge is from the greatest forms of worship and the most important. So it is imperative that your niyyah, your intention is sincere. And likewise, he quotes this hadith. So this is how it should be. أطلب العلم لتبتغي به وجه الله عز وجل. Seek knowledge, seek in the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that the ahkam and the fara'id and its limits, لِتَعْلَمْ وَتُعَلَّمْ غَيْرَكْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So you learn the legislations, so you may learn. So then you may learn to teach others from amongst the Muslims. فَتُقِيمُ بِهِ دِينَ اللَّهِ. So you can establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why you should learn. بَيْنَ أَذْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Amongst the Muslims, you make the religion manifest. فَتَكُونُ بِذَلِكَ نَاصِرًا لِلشَّرِيعَ. وَجُنْدِيًّا مِنَ الْجُنُودِ اللَّهِ. So then you become someone who is an aider of the Sharia, and you become a soldier from the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَسَلَ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلَ مِنْهُمْ. And if you was to guide one person, then that is better for you. كَانَ ذَلِكَ أَفْضَلُ لَكَ بِمَا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. That it is better than what the sun has rose over. It is better, meaning kullu shay fi dunya. This is what your intention should be.
that you become from the khawas of the ulama, the mukhlisin, ahl al-qulub munawwara, that you are from the people whose hearts are illuminated. Alladhina warithu thamarat al-ilm, the ones that have inherited knowledge. This is how what a person should intend. Wahum ahlul khashya wal mukhafa, they are the people that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadi al-ulama. Next we move on to inshallah the evil intent. Qala al-hafidh ibn Juzzi al-Kalbi rahimallahu ta'ala, wa min an-niyya al-khabitha, is defining now an evil intent or an evil intention. He says, may yatlubu al-ilm yubahi bi al-ulama. Listen to what he says regarding the corrupted intention. The corrupted intention is, and by the way, he passed away in the year 741. And he said this all that time ago, that corrupted niyyah, intention, is the one that seeks knowledge so he may boast in front of the ulama. Or yumari bihi sufaha, or to scorn and to belittle the sufaha, meaning those that have little knowledge. Or liyasraf wujuh an-nas ilay, to turn the heads of the people, meaning amazed. The way he speaks, he has balagha. He can quote a hadith, he can quote Quran, he can have istidlal of different masail al-fiqhiyya, whatever it is, he's making the people turn their heads. This is his intention, this is what he wants. لِأَنَّ هَذَا خِلَافُ مَا أُمَرَ بِهِ, all of these examples that are being given, it is opposite. This is not what is intended by seeking knowledge. These examples that we are given, that you may show off in front of the ulama, that you may belittle those who are lesser in knowledge, that you may turn the heads of the people. And in a hadith, it mentions that you want the people to have kathrat al-jalasat, that you have loads of people sitting in your gatherings. All of these things, that's not the intent of seeking knowledge. These are not the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. والمطلوب ممن تعلم العلم, however, what is required from the one that seeks knowledge, العمل به خاصة نفسه, that he himself acts upon the knowledge that he has, he himself first. وتعليم الجاهل, and then he teaches the ignorant one. وإرشاد الضال, that the one that is strayed, gone astray, that you direct him into the correct way. These are the intentions. As we mentioned early examples, we'll mention that you have from the best of actions. The best actions meaning that has a lofty reward. And from the best of actions, it can become something which is from the worst of actions. And the punishment of that sin is from the worst and most severe. قال بكر أبو زيد رحمه الله تعالى إن فقد العلم إخلاص النية انتقل من أفضل الطاعات إلى حط المخالفات. That when intention, sincere intention, is void, then what happens? That action, which is the best of the righteous actions, انتقل, it changes, and it becomes the most degrading violation. Why? وَلَا شَيْءُ يُحُطُّ الْعِلْمِ مِثْلَ الرِّيَاءِ, there is nothing that fragments and wrecks the knowledge by riya. And how many times have we heard riya today? How many times have we heard that? Look how dangerous it is. And today, just look around. You brothers are probably more knowledgeable than me. Just take one look at the social media. Just look what is taking place. Every other week somebody is coming and you see that, mashallah, he'll have a maktaba behind him, a big huge library, he'll have a camera, and then khalas, he's making a series of videos and he's talking about Allah and the Messenger. And then he also has a panel for question and answers. Who is he? Where did he study? Where did he take his knowledge from? And yet, he has... But that is lack of knowledge. Because if you can put yourself in that predicament,
to speak about Allah with such ease and about Allah's religion and about Allah's messenger, halal and haram, and this is halal and this is haram, and you don't fear for yourself, you don't fear, but then as soon as you finish your dars, alhamdulillah, you want to check afterwards, after 2-3 days, how many hits that you've had. Wallah, a very dangerous road. As he mentioned here, look, something which is so virtuous can become so corrupted, and then it becomes so degrading, and it's a violation, and it fragments knowledge, destroys knowledge. This really did touch me. The kalam of the true Allama, shall I say, As-Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah ta'ala. Listen to what he said. He said, أطلب العلم لله لا تطلبه للمال. Seek knowledge for Allah's sake. Don't seek knowledge for wealth. لأنك إن طلبته للمال تكون ممن طلب الدنيا بعمل الآخرة. You seek knowledge just for money, to gain status, to gain position, to gain wealth, then know that you, he says, that you have now used an action of the Akhirah for the dunya. Because seeking knowledge is for the Akhirah. Because when we seek knowledge, we remove the ignorance from ourselves in order to worship Allah as He is deserved to be worshipped, to fear Allah. All of this is with ilm. And we do all of this hoping Allah's mercy. So in the Akhirah, when we arrive on that great day and we stand in front of Allah, this knowledge that we acted upon will be something that will compensate for that great day. So it is an amal al-akhirah. It is an action for the hereafter. But when you use that action of the akhirah for this dunya, musibah, a big problem, and you're doomed. It will destroy you. أطلب العلم من أجل رضا الله عز وجل. Seek knowledge for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا من أجل المال. Not because of wealth. المال تابع وليس المقصود. Listen to what he said. This is hikmah. It could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you in a position that later, due to you giving dawah, due to the knowledge that you have, due to the Arabic that you have, in ways that mal will come. But that's not the maqsood. But when you first start seeking knowledge, you don't say, oh, I'm going to do this inshallah so I can make a lot of money afterwards. That's not the asal. The asal is that you do it for Allah's sake. But listen to what Shaykh al-Fawzan, he said, Al-mal tabi', that he will follow. Perhaps he will come in ways that you didn't want. That wasn't your intention. وَالَّذِي يَطْلُبُ الْعِلْمُ وَقَصْدُهُ بِالْمَالِ هَذَا قَصَدُهُ الدَّنِي. As for the one that intends to seek knowledge just for wealth, that is a vile and lowly intent. وَهَذَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And he is from the ones that only wants the حَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. الْأَمْرُ الثَّانِي. He said, the second affair, احذر الرياء. Be aware, be cautious, be careful about this رياء. About رياء, what the Messenger of Allah said, that he feared for this ummah. He feared for us. Because it is so easy to fall into. Wallah, it's so easy to fall into. And wallah, we pray that Allah keeps us firm. But it's so easy. And especially, Allah musta'an, a miskeen like me that has to come and speak and mention these things, I sometimes have to wonder, like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, lustu bi khayrikum, when he became a khalifa and he stood in front of the Muslims and he gave a khutbah, he clearly said, I am not better than you. If you see me then rectify me. And that which I'm doing good, then aid me with that. I said the same. I humbly said that from the depth of my heart to Allah. Because I don't know that sitting here today, is it going to be something that when I stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, will it be something that will help me? Or is it something that will bring me closer to the hellfire? And we seek refuge in Allah from that. But Al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said, ihdhar, be aware of this riyah. لا تطلب العلم من أجل أن يمدحك الناس. Don't seek knowledge so the people will praise you. Don't make that your intention, the praise of the people. أو من أجل أن تصير عالما. Or even that you intend, that you start, you're thinking that خلاص, tomorrow I want to be sitting on that table. tomorrow I am going to be the big name that everybody wants to hear. Don't make that be your intention. It could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you. It could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from your sincerity and your knowledge, that Allah will make you be an individual that is on everybody's tongues. You don't know. I'll give you the example of our brother Abu Talha. I always mention him whenever I have a fursa. My teacher, my first teacher, rahimallahu ta'ala, I was responsible, alhamdulillah, propagating the sunnah in this country. Wallahi, the example that I saw from him, he would never ever want to be in the limelight. Never ever did a khutbah. Never ever did a khutbah. I'll give you one example of how he was. He authored a book, I think Tafsir Surat al-Naba. And he didn't have a clue about buying and selling. He didn't know where to start, where to sell. So he had a little bit of money that his wife inherited. So alhamdulillah, he published this book. And then he was stuck with loads and loads of copies. So me being the haggler that I am, alhamdulillah, I thought I'd help him. So the brothers in East London, they knew a bookstore and they said, okay, khalas, we have a meeting, and they've agreed to buy some of his books. So if you come down with Abu Talha, bring the books down, we can do the transaction. And then they said, well, Abu Talha's never really been in East London. So speak to him, let him do a muhadara, let him do a lecture. So I told Abu Talha that they want you to do a lecture. He said, la, I ain't going to do it. And he said to me and Miskin, you do it. I said, Anta mashallah, Anta Ustadi, how am I going to speak in front of you? He said, nah, I'm not going to do it. So then they put more pressure on. And I told him the jawab, he goes, nah, Budris, we want to hear him. He's never come here. We want to hear the voice of Abu Talha. So I said to him, that Abu Talha, they said that, khalas, they've heard me, they want to hear you, they want to hear your voice. Because of the fact they want to hear my voice, I will never do a muhadara. Ikhlas. And only Allah knows what was dakhil. But we judge, as Umar bin Khattab said, ala dhahir. And look at the husn al-khatim that he had. Look how he returned to Allah. He was in the state of ihram, making the talbiyah at hajj. Making the talbiyah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever dies in the state of ihram, on the day of judgment, he will be resurrected, making the talbiyah. The talbiyah of tawheed. When the people will be in the state of loss, as if for those that are intoxicated out of fear, then you will have the likes of these individuals in the ihram coming, saying the talbiyah on that great day. He died in a fire. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the one that dies in a fire is shaheed. He was buried in the most sacred place on the face of the earth. Over 3 million people prayed his salatul janazah over him and his wife. And after his death, there wasn't a place, there wasn't a corner of the world, except that there was mentioning his name. Even the kuffar said, a renowned, pious, righteous translator has passed away. This is what the kuffar said about him. Everybody from every corner of the world was mentioning his name. And this is something that he fled from. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. This is what I'm saying, my brothers and my sisters. It is with Allah, the tawfiq is with Allah. It is Allah who raises a person. And Allah, and we don't do it because we want to be raised. We do it because we want to be humble servants. And we want to be qareeb and we want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to continue with what Shaykh Al-Fawzan, he mentions that leave off disgust. Seek knowledge so you'll be closer to Allah. And don't do it to show off or don't do it for leadership. Don't do it because you want to have that high rank or you want to seek praise. أطلب لوجه الله. Seek it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we finish with that statement, which is the title of this talk. فَلَابُدْ مِنَ الْإِخْلَاصِ لِتَنَاوُلْ خَلَاصِ. So it is imperative, my brothers and my sisters, that we have sincerity in order to receive salvation. اللَّهُمَّ يَسِّرْ لَنَا طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْعِلْمِ وَتَوْفِيقًا إِلَى الْفَهْمِ وأصلح نياتنا فيهما إنك لما تشاء فعال وأنت حسبنا ونعم الوكيل والله تعالى عام والله تعالى أعلم أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم حياكم الله إخوة إن شاء الله I excuse myself from any questions بارك الله فيكم